Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. In today's world, we realize that a powerful battle is raging between the forces of good, our Lord's forces, and the army of evil, those of Satan. Ephesians 6 teaches us to clothe ourselves with the spiritual armor of God, so that we can stand firm and without fear in trying times. With the gift of salvation, we receive power to persevere, strength to remain steadfast, a longing to pursue and trust God wholeheartedly, wisdom to discern between good and evil, and assurance of everlasting hope in and through Jesus. Our scripture for today is from Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 20. Here is Jack.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principality, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins or the hips girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, taking the helmet salvation of Christ, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching with all perseverance to the supplication of the saints.
So let us be determined this week to stand victorious, knowing that the battle is already won. Our Lord Jesus Christ defeated the enemy, the devil, when he was resurrected from the dead. That death sentence for the evil one will be carried out by God in His perfect timing. But until that moment, we are called to stand against the devious schemes of the evil one. The great news is that our Lord has given us a battle plan and armor to stand firm until that day. The choice is whether or not we will put on this armor or continue to fight the battle in our own strength. When we choose to clothe ourselves with God's strength, we receive the power to persevere, God's word to direct our steps, truth to guide us into freedom, grace to forgive and receive forgiveness, wisdom to walk in faith, love to carry us to the finish line, and eternal hope because of Jesus. So let us be determined to know that God is trustworthy. May we stand firm, boldly rejecting the enemy and his lies as we immerse ourselves in God's word and prayer. May our lives reflect the beauty of the gospel as we daily consciously put on the armor of God. In doing so, we can boldly proclaim, together with David in Psalm 36 verses 5 to 10, that our Lord is faithful and that none of the devil's schemes or lies will defeat our trust in God. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. O continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, we stand united in prayer, and as we adore you and long to be in your presence, worshiping you in spirit and in truth, help us in our pursuit of truth and letting go of anything that is not from you.
Father God, thank you that we can take comfort in the fact that you fulfill and keep your promises. And during this time, we are reminded that your plan to redeem humanity and reconcile our relationship with you has come to fruition. Thank you that you have implemented and are currently maintaining our salvation in you through Christ by the Holy Spirit. Thank you that regardless of our circumstances, you are enough and you are ever-present hope for a future. In Jesus' name we pray.
Dear Lord, we come together again as a family in faith. And Father, today we just want to thank you for your faithfulness. Father, for your faithfulness in each tear that we may have shed, in each time we laughed, in each time that we were able to see your goodness. Lord, when we struggle to walk in faithfulness, when we struggle to see you as worthy of our trust, Father, you still do not falter. Your faithfulness and your trustworthiness isn't any less reliable. And Father, today I want to thank you for your unwavering heart towards us. And Father, I want to ask you to invite us into that unwavering love and faithfulness of you. Father, so that we can learn, what it means to deem you worthy of trust, worthy of faithfulness. Thank you for your heart, Lord. And thank you for your faithfulness. We pray this in the most beautiful name we know, in the name of Jesus.
Dear Lord, Abba Father, increase our faith and teach us how to walk by faith and not by sight. I know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Make our faith increase every time when we hear or read your word. And I pray this in the precious, precious name of Jesus Christ.
Father, we thank you that your kingdom has come in our hearts and in our minds. And as we just pray now, Father, I pray very simply that you will clothe each of us with the armor of God, that we will realize that this armor has everything to do with our relationship with you. And as we continue in our relationship, that the enemy will have no place in our lives. Like we read, the fiery darts will come our way, but they will just be quenched. Many times we won't even realize about this happening. So I thank you, Lord, that we can trust you today, that every assignment, every fiery dart, every enemy, every demonic presence, anything that is not of you is commanded to be null and void in Jesus' name. And as we grow in our faith with you, our focus shifts from this world and all its trouble to your kingdom and all its glory. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.